Leaders of an ATV ride into a closed canyon last year asked a court to dismiss the charges against them. But a federal district court judge ruled Wednesday that the trial will go forward later this month. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman and three others behind last May's Recapture Canyon protest ride declined to comment after Wednesday's court hearing. They'd argued that Facebook and YouTube posts and comments in other media made them journalists and could not be used as proof of a conspiracy to break the law. But U.S. District Judge Robert J. Shelby refused to throw out the charges against them on First Amendment grounds. Salt Lake City media attorney Austin Ryder summarized the thinking of prosecutors and the judge this way.
The mere fact that this person is a reporter does not give them special privileges, special access rights, or some kind of immunity from breaking a federal law or a regulation.
Lyman and four others face misdemeanor charges after leading dozens of motorized vehicle drivers on a protest ride into the closed canyon. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management put the canyon off limits years ago to protect the graves and archaeological artifacts. Lyman also claimed that he didn't break any law because the Recapture Canyon road closure was invalid. But Judge Shelby rejected that argument, too, and he scheduled the four-day trial to begin on April 28th. Judy Fays, KUER News.